as part of a collaboration between The Day and the University of Connecticut's Department of Journalism, we bring you a series of audio reports called Sound on the Sound, which explores how music shapes New London. The UConn journalism students spoke to musicians, business people, city and regional officials, educators, and others. In this episode of The Storyline, we hear a story written and produced by Gladys Sueto.
The New London music scene is rich, creative, and well-loved. But in a sea of white male artists, it can be difficult for people of other identities to break through. According to the census, New London is 33% Hispanic and 15% Black. With this much diversity, why do all of the acts featured in local music venues and bars seem to all be white? Meet Erica Ortiz, a queer Afro-Indigenous artist that stands in contrast to the majority of the music scene. Erica has gained a supportive fan base in the city and beyond and celebrates herself and identity in her music.
I'm also, you know, someone's daughter, someone's cousin, someone's friend. I am a community organizer, so a lot of my background is working closely in community with folks specifically, right, like focusing on other Black and Brown and Indigenous people and how they're impacted, you know, by systems. And I don't see my music and creativity like disconnected from those things. So when talking to people, they all like really intersect for me. So that's a really big part of my identity as an artist, because I really keep that conscious and like, and also keep it centered in like who I'm always focusing on when I'm putting art out. Like anything that I create is inherently gonna be like queer, it's gonna be Black, it's gonna be Indigenous. So
her latest project, Lost Files, released late last year, is a 5-track collection of deeply personal songs. She incorporates themes of love, lust, and heartbreak candidly and authentically. But her inspiration doesn't just stop there.
A lot of my music can be interpreted from like the perspective of like love and relationships. And that is very true. And like I have a song called Sober, where like it could be taken in so many different ways. I'm like, but when I wrote the song, it wasn't about like a relationship. It was actually me writing to myself that like, I am the person that like I see in my future, like that I'm trying to get better for. And that is, that I think that's like what really inspires me, is just being able to like collect like all of these like little puzzle pieces of life and then like recreate something.
She also finds inspiration in her identity and background. Being Puerto Rican and growing up in a family of musicians meant that Erica's upbringing was full of Latin music, and this all shows up in her own music. A perfect example of this is her song Tócame, a Spanglish song with lyrics reminiscent of all the great, hopelessly romantic Latin musicians she grew up listening to.
My family has really inspired me in my music. Again, being that my family is from Puerto Rico, a lot of like traditional and like old classic songs in Spanish are like the most beautiful and descriptive songs. And they're like also really heartbreaking too. And like, you know, we'd be at the cookouts dancing like there's no tomorrow to this really sad music. But there's something really poetic about it. And so like my grandfather writes music, and the songs that he would write would be like, I poured my heart out to the moon, and like I felt the tears come back to me, you know, like just all of that. And I think it's so inspiring. So I try to, I don't know, I guess I just try to emulate the kind of like gift and talent of storytelling that I saw growing up, and in ways that make sense, like that work for me.
This makes her stand out from many other musicians in New London who find inspiration in classic rock and American culture. Still, Erica has found her place in the scene.
I didn't feel necessarily included in music spaces, because I didn't feel like there was a space that I can go into and confidently like share what I was creating, and like folks hold it with care. And not to say that everyone needs to like what I make, and that's fine. But in a sense of like just being able to be in a space where artistry is being respected. Also too, like I'm a whole queer woman, and like music is like hella dominated by like men and folks who are masculine. And so I do think like my experience there, like, I kind of just, as like, it worked, everything in New London has really worked in silos in terms of its music scene. And so kind of wiggling my way through each crack, I found something beautiful and something like that has inspired me. And like, there are really amazing creative people in New London that I don't think get enough shine or just room or opportunity. I know that. And so like, I accept that it's gonna take longer for me to get wherever it is that I dream of going. But along the way, I'm actually building a core base of support of people who actually see me and like value my art and respect me. And that's what I built in New London.
With the help of the community she found in New London, Erica has blossomed, but she's not done growing. She's currently working on her debut album, which has been in the works for 2 years, along with a companion visual album. She's also working on a gala to showcase artistic talents and music planned for later this year.